This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have seen in recent visits that to model the life you would like your children to emulate, you must be committed to Jesus Christ yourself, be biblically driven, spirit-empowered, and love-driven. Let me focus on one other point that is more important than we might think, our words. James declared, "We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check." James 3:2. I recently read a fascinating article written by Diane Ackerman, titled, "We Are Our Words." She begins the article as follows. Babies are citizens of the world, whether they're born into a world of high-rises or tundra, jackhammers or machine guns, Quechua or French. The ultimate immigrants, babies arrive ready to learn the language of their parents, with a brain flexible enough to adapt to any locale. Whatever language they hear becomes an indelible part of their lives, providing the words they'll use to know and be known. Did you get that last statement? Whatever language they hear becomes an indelible part of their lives, providing the words they'll use to know and be known. No wonder James says in 1:26 of his book, "If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless." Children watch and listen. If what they see is consistent with the truth, they'll be more ready to hear the truth. But if, out of the same mouth, come praise and cursing, my brothers, this should not be.